Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
You are listening to Countrywide on RT Radio 1 and I'm Marty Morrissey. Cuts in the fishing quota and, of course, Brexit have badly affected fishing communities in Ireland. But tourism tied to fishing is something that can boost income in coastal areas. Suzanne Campbell went to Louth to visit their new scenic and seafood trail and asks, does Irish fishing have a better future if we eat more Irish caught fish?
Megram sole, the whole place, whole red mullet, turbot, brill, pollock, gurnard.
I'm in Fisherman's Catch Shop in Port Oriel in Claughterhead.
Whiting, cod, lemon sole, and we've our own goujons and that up here, then we've breaded goujons we do up ourselves.
You're so busy, there's people coming in the door every 2 seconds. How long has the business been here?
12 years now.
And how's the consumer appetite for fish at the moment that you find in this area?
Really, really good. If you get a lot of people on to trying different fish, turbot, brill, they'll tend to change. Whereas the person coming in the door that used to just buy cod, you've actually changed them onto a different variety of fish, a different taste.
So you're kind of educating them as well, helping them cook it?
We're trying. With the variety of fish nowadays, there's so much choice. Even when people go out to a restaurant and that, the more educated coming from the fishmonger now. Straight from the boat, straight to the counter, straight to the plate.
Outside, I meet shop owner John Kerwin, who has been in the seafood business all his life. His shop and Port Oriel in Claughterhead are now part of the Sea Louth Trail.
I'm a fisherman. I went to sea when I was 13 years of age. I'm a fourth generation fisherman from Claughterhead. And in 2009, myself and my wife decided to open a fish shop. As you can see here, all the fish comes from our own boat. And of course, we buy in shellfish and buy in fresh salmon and that, but that's our business. And in 2018, we opened a fish and chip to provide a service of fish and chip to the locality and to encourage tourism.
So your boat, is it one of those down there in the harbour? Yeah.
At the minute, our boat is down off the Cork coast, about 80 miles off Cork.
And how often does it come in?
It comes in every 3 days and it goes to a depot in Dublin and we just get a supply from the depot. We catch 28 mixed species of fish, mm-hmm. Everything from red mullet to haddock, whiting, some cod, hake, plaice, a mixture of everything.
And does much of that come to the marketplace here or go overseas?
A good luck was overseas. The prime fish would end up in maybe Spain, France, and the rest would be maybe distributed around Ireland.
I suppose decades ago, it was a busier trade, fishing. There was more families fishing. Why has it declined?
Because one of the reasons is that every year the quotas are getting cut, and the government is to blame for this. Because every year they go to Brussels and they come back with empty promises. No minister of fisheries has ever come back from Europe with good news.
In the past 15 years, the number of Irish registered fishing vessels has gone from 280 to 164. Brexit saw more cuts in quota, but fishing also has tourist potential, something really highlighted in the new trail featuring beauty spots, seafood producers and restaurants in Louth. Gráinne McKeown explains.
We have a tourism group that realised that we have such potential in our coastline, a 70-kilometre plus coastline from Omeath to Baltrae and Drogheda that we just needed to tell people about, you know. So we looked at Louth as a full county and then we decided to pick a scenic viewpoint locations. They became the most important part of the trail. So we have 14 viewpoints across the county and at each place we have now a wee information panel that tells you about that place and tells their story. And then along the trail you also collect your wee stamp for your Sea Louth passport. And once you have your passport completed, as well as eating in two restaurants, you get a wee Sea Louth memento as well.
Very good. So it kind of entices people to go further along the trail or visit more points.
That's exactly it. It's to encourage them to experience the whole of County Louth. We may be small, but there's a lot happening. And when you have to visit 14 viewpoints, it does take at least 2 or 3 days, which encourages overnight stays as well.
How many restaurants do you have along the trail?
So we have about 40 along the trail from Drogheda to Carlingford and Omeath. We encourage all the restaurants to have one scenic Sea Louth seafood dish on their menu, which has to be a locally sourced seafood producer. So we have give them a list of the 8 producers involved and they have to use them on their menu and promote them as well as being part of the trail.
Damien Kearns from the Smuggler's Rest in Claughterhead is one of the restaurateurs taking part in the scheme with fish and seafood as a speciality.
We have some fish bites locally landed in Claughterhead. We have crab claws that came from Dunaney crab, which also just set the road in Clarehead. And our USP and our biggest seller is the scampi, which is langoustines, Irish prawns that are very hard to get in Ireland. So we're one of the very few places that are selling local langoustines.
Because they're nephrops, they're the proper Irish.
These are the proper Irish ones. They're not farmed, they're not imported. Yeah. They come directly from Irish waters. Yeah.
Those loud crab claws taste pretty good. So what way do you prepare them? A little bit of garlic, is that it?
Garlic, chilli and oil, that's it, in a pan. Thrown up for 30 seconds to a minute, that's all it needs, yeah.
Because I suppose the better the fresh seafood is, the less treatment it needs.
Absolutely, you can overkill it. The same with the scampi, a bit of breadcrumbs, they're fried, and that's all it needs.
Garrett O'Brien from FLAG, the Fisherman's Local Action Group, explain how they helped fund the Sea Louth Trail.
Of all of the things that had come to us from the different businesses and indeed from the councils and so on, people were talking about, you know, if only we had a passport or a sea trail to bring you along. We were absolutely delighted when Louth County Council came along because it was ticking so many boxes of what we'd all been talking about. Indeed, the fishermen had been talking about, the fish producers had been talking about, the restaurant trade, something that guides people up and down through Louth. The outcome is absolutely fantastic. People are dying to get out and about, and something like this will only help guide people along the beautiful coastline of County Louth. The nature of fisheries is seasonal. There's less people being involved in each aspect of it. So very clearly for smaller coastal villages, the fact that there is more employment, the fact that there are restaurants or cafes or even just tourists coming along, say, for example, a fisherman whose family may also have maybe a B&B or maybe just somewhere for glamping, the income stream is building up. Obviously, for the fishermen themselves, the options are out there, as we have out at the port here, where the fish is sold fresh, battered, and you can choose what you would like to have that's been caught. That's absolutely excellent, because number one, it's bringing the tourists in because they know there's something a little bit different, fresh fish caught with your chips. Also, that level of seasonal to permanent employment, which means the amount of people from rural coastal areas, they grew up here, they may have moved to Dublin or Dundalk or somewhere like that, but they actually want to come back here, settle, build a home, because their towns are now actually getting a little bit revitalised. So these sort of projects where we're able to help get restaurants up and running, the port regenerated and then put in the likes of Sea Louth, will only benefit everybody, will only act as something to keep us all at home.
That was Suzanne Campbell reporting. And if you're interested in finding out about the seafood trail in County Louth, the website is sealouth.ie. Now that's spelled S-E-A-L-O-U-T-H dot I-E, obviously, S-E-A.